helpful. Janara Nierenberg, Divergent Mind, Thriving in a World That Wasn't Designed for You. Author's Note. This audiobook is based on true events as I experienced them. The themes and insights explored reflect my perspective at the time of writing and will continue to evolve and expand as I do. I have also condensed some scenarios and recreated dialogue in good faith to tell my story. Heads up, the first 3 decades of life were, eventful. Several potentially triggering topics will be covered, including descriptions of child abuse, addiction, eating disorders, domestic violence, mental illness, rape, gun violence, religious extremism, surgery, body modification, homophobia, fat phobia, grief, and microaggressions, as well as mentions of suicidal ideation, suicide, death, and general trauma. Please check in with yourself when listening. If anything feels unmanageable, pause and focus on grounding your mind and body into a place of safety. If you are experiencing suicidal thoughts or a crisis, please reach out to the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988 in the USA or text HOME, that's H-O-M-E, to the Crisis Text Line at 741-741 in the USA. For TTY users, use your preferred relay service or dial 711, then 988. Seeking help is a brave step. There are people and organizations ready to support. For a longer list of resources and hotlines, please refer to the section Professional Help and Crisis Support near the end of the book. Prologue. Two hot-blooded Arabian horses ripped into the arena. I trembled from the center mound as they ravaged 5 buckets of hay. Each was labeled with a pillar of my life: family, friends, career, health, and faith. And the horses were moments away from destroying everything. A protective rage sent my legs chasing after the buckets, desperate to salvage what mattered most. "Don't move," commanded Dr. Lin, stopping me in my tracks. "Ask for what you need." But I couldn't make a sound. I had moved to Hollywood to pursue acting at 7 years old. The city had lured my mom and me as the nexus of filmmaking, but it disguised a harsh reality. I spent the next 10 years of my childhood stifling abuse under a picture-perfect facade. By 17, my body couldn't uphold the lie anymore. 15 pounds underweight, I collapsed on the floor in a cold sweat and admitted myself to a rehab center for teens. I was 8 weeks into treatment when Dr. Lin organized an equine therapy session about the danger of silent suffering. If I didn't learn to communicate my struggles and advocate for myself, I stood little chance of recovering from a fatal illness. But after a lifetime of denying my own needs and being controlled by industry executives, I was wary of trusting anyone, including myself. "Use your words, Allison," Dr. Lin hammered, studying me behind her clipboard with a mix of expectation and concern. The hungry beasts snorted and stamped as the buckets emptied. Dust motes swirled, causing me to choke. "Say something." I glanced at Dr. Lin's boots, unable to meet her gaze. Shame burned up my esophagus for failing a simple assignment. Self-loathing filled my lungs. Years of buried pain rushed forward, and the mask of having it all together shattered. Underneath, I was suffocating. All eyes were on me, waiting. Not a single thought could reach my lips. The horses threw their weight around mercilessly. Fear blurred my vision. "You're letting them down." "What do you need?" Dr. Lin pressed. "You're about to lose."